Hey, we're David and Joy Parkman.
With More Than Conquer Counseling and Coaching with your marriage tip of the day.
Because your marriage matters.
Hey, love.
Yes, babe.
We are talking about listening this week.
What?
Yeah, I know. And you know, I like to joke that I've taken 3 listening classes over the course of being a life coach and then a licensed professional counselor. And, you know, my personality in particular, I'm somebody that gets really excited when we're having a conversation. I want to kind of guess where you're going, or I can't wait to, you know, share my thoughts too. And so I was not the best listener, sorry, you know, at first. You know, you've been waiting for that confession for a minute.
Yes, I'm making note on this day, the day of our Lord.
But the truth of the matter is listening is a skill, and it's not easy. And yesterday we talked about the first piece really is to ask Holy Spirit to help us to not pick up offense, to not personalize what's being said. Because when we're listening to the other person. It's not about us in that moment.
Right. We're listening to learn.
Yeah. And I love that you said that, because there's really a choice. There's a really good book out there called Change Your Questions, Change Your Life by Marilee Adams. And she has this priceless chart in there that is the choice map. And it talks about that there's really only 2 paths that we can take when we're listening to somebody, either the judger path or the learner path. And that makes all the difference.
And the judger path is a well-worn path.
Well-worn.
We're judging everything that's being said.
Mm-hmm. And we're missing the actual point of it. Mm-hmm. The point of it is to hear our partner's heart, to learn about them, to see what feelings, what perspectives they're trying to bring to the table so that we can become one, that we can become better together.
Right. And it, you know, we assume that listening means we have to agree or disagree with the other individual. And in reality, we don't have to do either.
Amen.
It's really just about learning about the other person. You don't have to agree with the way they see it, the way they say it. What you're doing is you're truly saying, I love and accept you for the way God made you by putting on that learner rather than judger.
Right. So we have to keep from making assumptions. We have to keep from trying to figure something out. And we just have to say, I want to learn about you and lean into that learner mindset.
Our passion is helping couples create a life and relationship they love.
So if you want more connection,
more intimacy,
more unity,
more peace,
we may be reached by phone and text at 417-592-2885 to see how you can have more.